take your apples and go with us back to the first chapter of Daniel. Daniel, the first chapter. And Daniel, the first chapter, starting in the first verse, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave the king of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he had in the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the prince's children in who has served him is, but will they turn him skillful in all his and cunning in knowledge and understanding science and such as have ability in him to stand in the king's palace and I teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Verse 6, how of these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Ahil, Shahab, our pretty hair, high up, deep back, to what we were emphasizing, past heat, from the book of Daniel. Thought in the book is the fact of God's rule over the earth. As a matter of fact, Daniel says in chapter 2 that there is a God in heaven. I believe that Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, I believe that is the foundation of their lives. I believe that is what grounded him in a world that had suddenly changed everything in their life had been turned upside down. But they anchored their hearts to the fact that God ruled over all things. If I can, I want to share just a little bit about the thought that heaven rules when life is turned upside down. I notice just a couple of things. First of all, I noticed the story behind the story. Somebody said, God is always doing 10,000 things in our lives, and we may be aware of only three of them. I believe that God works in the so many ways in our lives that we're only aware. That's just a small amount of them. As I look in the lives of Daniel and his three friends, I realize their experience takes place in a most difficult and dangerous and dark time. I said a while ago, everything has changed for them. I thought about that little if they realized that they would spend the vast majority of their lives in captivity. You realize that these were some of the choicest men in the land of Judah. When Nebuchadnezzar invaded, the young men, choices him knowledge and abilities, talents, being of the king's family. Then there were not taken to captivity. And he is where Daniel finds himself. I want to say, I don't always understand it, but it seems that often some of the choicest Christians and people in life will live a vast part of her life in some type of captivity. It might be there subjected to some sickness or disease. It might be a captivity to depression. Maybe they are captive in a broken relationship or a broken home. The list could go on and on. But I realize that there are just a large amount of people that are healed, kept by things they didn't handle, problems of life, circumstances that they don't understand. I realize that Daniel and his friends, that they could not see a purpose in what was happening. That's how we often feel about the circumstances of life. Life for us has changed. Sometimes it seems like everything in our lives sits up, messed up, and turned upside down. I am figuring out how Daniel and his friends struggled, probably wondering, why us? Why are we brought into Babylon? The fact of the matter is, God doesn't always give us a full understanding of the why of sins in our lives. We wonder why we lost the job, why our health has deteriorated, why we face sickness, why our loved ones have to die. Then so many other questions. But although God would tell us, I realize that there is a story behind the story. In verse 1, the Bible gives us the story. It gives us the facts of how that in the third year of Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar came and besieged Jerusalem. I realize that is the story. I can read the headlines of the day. Says something like this: Nebuchadnezzar invades Jerusalem city plunder, captives taken. That's the story. That's the headlines. That is what everybody knew. But then comes to second hearse. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. That is the story behind the story. There is a God in heaven have worked behind the headlines and realized as we look at our world what we see is the headlines. Read about what is happening in our world. But those are only the headlines. Behind all of that, there's a God in heaven that is on the throne. Working a purpose and a plan in our world. I think about two words that we use. Talk about the sovereignty of God. That word, sovereignty, talks about God's right to rule with authority over his creation. 1 Chronicles 29 and 11 says this, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thine heart exalted as the head over all. That's the sovereignty of God. I look out and I realize that God owns it all. God owns everything. Things I see, things I can't see, things I don't even imagine. God owns it all. God is a sovereign God over all things. But the other word is the word providence. That word refers to the way that God in his sovereign power works to accomplish his purposes in our lives. I guess one of the greatest examples is in the life of Joseph. all I think about is a young man. I'm Joseph was sold into Egypt by his brothers, sold into Potiphar's house, tied about by Potiphar's wife, put in prison for several years, eventually brought out to stand before Pharaoh. I realize there comes a time that his brothers come to Egypt. And they're afraid to show some heart, retaliate. But Joseph tells them, as for you, he thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring the pass as it is, us people alive. Joseph said, fellas, realize this, God had his hand all in our lives. God was at work in everything. I realized today that I can look back, see the hand of God over my life. I see how God worked. I see how God has died in my life. Things I didn't understand. Things I had no answer for. But God in his powerful omniscient providence has guided my life. I love the words of old song that H.K. Sim wrote. He said there is an unseen enemy that leads through ways I cannot see. He goes down and he says, I will trust the unseen hand. I realize that although God may not always reveal to me things he does in my life that I may understand them, but I realize God's hand is at work. I praise him today that there is an unseen hand at work trying to explain all that. It's like trying to get an infant to explain quantum physics just can't be done. Blows our mind. tried to understand it. Can I tell you what I believe? I believe that salvation is about to celebrate 247 years of freedom. I believe the hand of God has been hit on our land. God has blessed us. But here's my fear. I am afraid. As America turns her back, oh God, that God will lift His hand, blessing on our nation. Thank God it's healed there now. I wonder, we're already seeing God take His hand off of America. I have more than I'd like to say. It's data. What happened? I realize there's a story behind our story. Outwardly, things in our life get confusing. Things we don't understand. Things we wonder why. I said it earlier. Daniel and his friends, they were some of the choicest people of the land. I don't understand why some of the choicest servants of God suffer as they suffer. I don't understand why godly people have to deal with so much in this life. But I tell you what I believe. I believe behind it all, there's an unseen hand at work guiding us through this weary world. And thank God one day, by that unseen hand, He'll guide us safely home. That is what I have to share with you. Father, get us a song while we get ready to stand. There might be somebody today with a burden on your heart saying, Lord, I don't understand it. I wish I knew why things are as they are. But God, help me to trust Your hand. God, help me to realize that although I don't understand, that You're guiding me. And one day, You'll lead me home. While we stand, while we sing, if there's a need, I invite You to come.